The Windsor police, though, looking to change handguns. The current 40 caliber Smith & Wesson firearm that's used by the force is apparently nearing the end of its life expectancy, and it needs to be upgraded. So, like, that's 500 new guns that'll need to be bought if it's approved by the Police Services Board and by City Council. The buying would be staggered over the course of a year. Officers would need to complete training on new guns. Sergeant Douglas Prince is an instructor with the training branch, and he spoke with AM800's Kathy McMahon about it.
So we're about near the end of our life expectancy for our current firearms that we're using, which is the Smith & Wesson 40 caliber. So we've decided to look at other alternatives. Just like anything, technology changes and updates. And we're looking at switching over our sidearms coming year, 2024.
So what kind of a process is that? Like, is it all at once or is it staggered?
It's going to be staggered. We're hoping to fit it into our budget for next year. And it's going to be a year transition. And we're looking to roll it out in our in-service training. So every year, all the police officers within our agency have to recertify on their firearms, their defensive tactics, their de-escalation skills, mental health, and all those types of courses. So we're hoping to roll it out when they do their block training, which is a week of training they have to do every year.
And how many handguns are we talking about?
I don't have the exact number, but it'd be estimated around 500.
Okay. And what's the projected cost?
That's a great question. I think we're looking roughly about $1,000 per officer, so $1,000 per unit. Roughly 500,000.
You know, I think as a taxpayer, people are always thinking, is there money in the budget for this and is it absolutely necessary?
Yeah, so just like anything, like I said, technology changes and we have to stay current. The issue with our current firearm, we've had them for 2024 will be our 10 years. They've been great. They've worked as far as to fill the need or the requirements that we need them for. But like anything, technology changes and they start to become outdated. So we're at the spot where we had to make a decision if we could wanted to keep and invest in our current program, which I stated is outdated, or look at a new alternative. And like anything, there's better options out there now, which one of the things we looked at is changing the caliber of the weapon to a smaller round, a 9mm as opposed to a 40, and also a smaller gun. Given the more diversified workforce we have now, it'll help fit the needs of the officers better, I would say, than what we're currently using.
And how does a smaller handgun do that?
It helps build confidence with the user. Despite what a lot of people, I guess, think, especially when you watch the movies, firearms, I guess your officers, you got to build, a lot of people never shot prior to becoming a police officer. And obviously it's a skill that we need them to be proficient at. So a smaller pistol, less weight on the belt, less, I guess, bulky in the car for them when they're sitting. So less hip issues, that type of thing, as well as, better control, helps officers with smaller hands as well. And the lower caliber helps, there'd be less recoil, so there's better management as far as shooting and more accurate shots.
How often, and I'm not sure if you're going to know this, do Windsor Police fire their weapons?
So we used to do twice a year. We're down to once a year now. The provincial standard is once a year. Officers have to fire 100 rounds. 550 of those rounds have to be in a provincial qualification. They can only miss 5 rounds from a silhouette, which is a it's like a gray backing onto a white piece of paper. And then another 50 in any kind of dynamic type or any kind of target shooting that the trainers run them through, the provincial trainers run them through. We surpass that. We shoot way more than that. But as of right now, given our current training, we're doing it once a year.
And what about on the job? How often are they, you know, drawing a weapon and firing it?
Yeah, that's a great question. We've been very fortunate. I believe we've only had the one incident where we had a discharge of firearm, that being last summer. Unfortunately, on a suspect there. As far as guns coming out, I'd say it's quite frequent. I don't have the exact stats on me. I know we do keep track of that in our use of force. If an officer does draw their firearm in the view of a member of the public in a non-training scenario, they have to do a use of force report, and it has to be submitted. And our training branch keeps track of that and submits that to the Solicitor General for review, and they keep track of all those stats. I haven't been in the training branch for a while, but last time I was in there, I think we were averaging about We're drawing our firearms about 125 plus times a year.
Because I'm just kind of wondering, is it worth it? I mean, are there other tools that Windsor police can use, like tasers, and not have to have all of them have a weapon at their side?
Oh, I see what you're saying, yes. As far as the provincial standards right now, a firearm is a requirement. A police officer has to carry a firearm while on duty. It's actually part of their uniform, and it's mandated under the Police Services Act. Tasers, all officers, all frontline officers do carry tasers as well. So they have that use of force option as well. So on their belt, they'll have their firearm, they'll have pepper spray, they'll have a ass baton, which is a collapsible, foldable baton, and they'll also have a taser.
Okay. Now, if this $500,000 goes up for approval in the policing budget and it gets rejected, I mean, is it something that it can't be rejected because it's needed, or can the weapons last another couple of years?
So, great question. That question was asked by our administration. We can currently invest in our current program. However, we're looking at a cost of about $200 to $300 per current firearm, and to get parts and that type of thing. With our current firearm, everything comes from the States. And last time we ordered parts to update the firearms, it took about over a year to get those parts to come in, just given the export laws and stuff involving firearms leaving the States now. They all have to be cleared out of Washington, D.C. And there's quite a lengthy delay now in getting parts or firearms or servicing for those weapons.
And Sergeant Douglas Prince, an instructor with the training branch, he says to continue using the current firearm, it would cost between $200 to $300 per weapon to service it, adding there's typically a wait time of a year for parts as weapons must be cleared and exported through Washington, D.C. The funding request to buy the new lot of sidearms will come in the next policing budget. That's 2023-24. And he says it is mandated, as you heard, under the Police Services Act for officers to carry a firearm while on duty as part of their uniform. So that's where they're going now, is taking a look at the new guns.